think what we're doing at this point in the process is so good from the standpoint of evaluating what the guy's role and vision is for our team. So, for example, I'll give you a guy, Keith Mumphrey. You know, I think we took some criticism because nobody really knew about Keith. We were the only team to go in and work him out, but we had a specific vision for what he could do for our team, and he came in and he fulfilled that role. So that, to me, is why you look at, you know, our last couple of drafts, what we've been able to do is really hone in on these guys and really, you know, have a clear vision of what they will do when they walk in, and so they have a chance to play early.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle Draft Special. Well, Mark, there's been some movement early on as far as draft orders. Of course, the big news was the Titans trading out of the first spot, and a subsequent plethora of events from there. We hear Sam Bradford now wants a trade. Lots of things happening, but the important thing to us is how does that affect the AFC South?
Well, I think the Titans obviously got a big haul from that trade, and good for them. I mean, I'm not rooting for them or anything, but they made a good move because they already have their quarterback in Marcus Mariota, so you're sitting there at number one. Why not add to your arsenal of picks? And they drop down to 15, Patty, where they can add to the offensive line. Taylor Lewan, does he move to right tackle? We'll find out. Do they pick a left tackle? I don't know, but, you know, they have a lot of different needs, so they can go in some different directions. Then you have the Jaguars at number five. I mean, they've set up residency in the top five here, but they've got a lot of things going for them on offense with those 2,000-yard receivers and Blake Bortles throwing the ball well. Did throw too many picks, but he's trending in the right direction overall, so that could be interesting.
Yes, the AFC South, definitely an influx of talent coming in, and our John Harris breaks down what he sees as far as the draft playing out.
Jacksonville's sitting there with two top five picks. One that didn't play last year in Dante Fowler, and then the one they're sitting there with number five. Now, Jacksonville's in a pretty tough position because I think they're they want Jalen Ramsey. They would love to have Laremy Tunsil because he's from just down the road, and he can solidify left tackle. Maybe you bump Luke Joke over to right tackle, and now your tackles are solid for the next, you know, 7-8 years. But I think they might end up with Joey Bosa, which if they end up with Bosa and Fowler, all of a sudden you've got some pass rushers that now you've got to account for that Derek Newton and Dwayne Brown are going to have to really work against. That defense needs some help. The offense, I think, in Jacksonville is going to be solid. I think the offensive line still needs some work, but they've got to address the defensive side, especially the defensive line. But they'll get Dante Fowler and potentially Joey Bosa, or Dante Fowler and maybe Jalen Ramsey, which if Ramsey falls to five, that's a crime. But I think Jacksonville can really help itself with those two picks. The Colts, I think it's got to be protect Andrew Luck. You have a BMW, you have a Maserati, protect it. And they've been it's not as if they haven't drafted offensive linemen. They've drafted a ton of offensive linemen the last 5 to 7 years. None of them have really worked out. Other than Anthony Costanzo, the rest of them haven't really panned out where they wanted to. They've got to get it right with offensive line. And there are a number of tackles in this draft that will go in the first round, maybe five, maybe even six. They've got to improve the offensive line. And, yeah, they might be rookies, but they've got to address that position in front of Andrew Luck. And if they don't look there, then they've got to address the defensive side of the ball. Maybe they trade up and look for a higher caliber offensive lineman, but they have to go offensive line. I hope they don't. I hope they go to the speedy wide receiver they don't need like they did last year. But my guess is they have to go offensive line this year.
All right, definitely interesting to see how it all plays out. You know, I mentioned Sam Bradford, one of the news and notes that came out of this week. But the other big one, Tom Brady, the suspension being reinstated. How does that affect us?
Well, I won't believe that Brady does not play week three until I see Jimmy Garoppolo in the huddle on that Thursday night, Patty. But look, you want to beat the best to be the best and all that. No, I'm fine with seeing Jimmy Garoppolo play for the Patriots that night. We'll see how it all plays out. A lot of different things can happen between now and then.
All right, we have to take one more time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere. Plenty more, and we'll wrap things up when we come back. Stay with us.